Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. Addressing the ET World Leader Forum in New Delhi, Vaishnav said that more than 99% of all mobile phones used in India are being manufactured domestically. He said that this year Apple will manufacture its latest model in India. The minister informed that the value of electronics manufacturing in India has increased to $105 billion as of 2022-23, up from $29 billion in 2013-14. He also said that the government has approved rail, road, airport and port projects worth $2 trillion since June 2024 when the government started its third term. Vaishnav further said that the government's approach is to democratize technology by ensuring that big tech does not have a monopoly over it. BJP is set to start its membership drive from today. The drive will be launched with Prime Minister Narendra Modi getting the certificate for the renewal of his membership from BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda. All existing members will need to renew their membership. According to BJP's constitution, membership drives are conducted afresh every 5 to 6 years. The drive will be held in phases from today till 10th November. The first phase of this membership drive will conclude on the 25th of September. Individuals can sign up through a missed call or on the party's website or other digital platforms. National Nutrition Week is being celebrated across the country beginning from yesterday. The week is observed annually from 1st to 7th September. This annual event was initiated by Food and Nutrition Board of the Ministry of Women and Child Development in 1982. The week-long observance aims to intensify nutrition and health-related awareness among the masses, which can profoundly impact productivity, economic growth, and ultimately development of the nation. It also aims to educate communities about the nutritional needs of different age groups, from infants to elderly. During this week, major emphasis is laid on nutrition education and training programs carried out by the governmental and non-governmental organizations. Reports that show customer service representatives will be appointed under the Kaushal Bharat Kushal Bharat Yojana and an honorarium of 20,000 rupees will be given to people are false. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has informed that the claim is false. The ministry further denied the claim that a registration fee of 1,350 rupees will have to be paid before appointment. The goods and services tax, GST, collection stood at 1.75 lakh crore rupees in the month of August, reflecting a 10% increase compared to 1.59 lakh crore rupees in the same month last year. Central government collected 30,862 crore rupees, while states collected 38,411 crore rupees before adjusting for refunds. The collection of integrated GST, IGST, on imports and interstate sales was at 93,621 crore rupees. The Department of Social Justice and Empowerment has invited inputs from stakeholders and the public at large to ensure that policies and initiatives regarding the LGBTQI plus community are inclusive and effective. A host of measures have been taken by the government regarding the community. On 16th April this year, the centre constituted a committee with the Cabinet Secretary as the chairperson to examine and submit recommendations on the measures to be taken by the central and state governments to safeguard the interest of the queer community. The government has already taken interim action in this regard. The Department of Food and Public Distribution issued an advisory to all the states and UTs enabling partners in a queer relationship to be treated as a part of the same household for the purposes of ration cards. The Department of Financial Services also issued an advisory that there are no restrictions for persons of the queer community to open a joint bank account. The Health Ministry has issued letters to all stakeholders, including all states and UTs, to take measures to ensure the rights of LGBTQI plus community regarding healthcare, planning, awareness activities, prohibition of conversion therapy, and availability of sex reassignment surgery. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.